Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. My name is John. How may I help you today?
Hi. I had a few questions. I just got into a little car accident not too long.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Yeah, I said I just got into a little car accident a little earlier, and I had a few questions on it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry about that. What were your questions?
So basically, I was going on break after work, and I was trying to turn. I was trying to merge to turn left, and it was oncoming traffic coming from my left side going straight. And when I was going to turn left, I guess I don't know if that car was. I don't know where the car came from, but it was, you know, driving the way that I. It was driving the opposite way I was trying to turn, and they hit me from the. They hit me from the side. Their bumper got a little messed up, but I figured since I went in the middle of the, I don't know where they came from, but they came and hit me, and I wasn't able to take none of their information, insurance, none of that, because due to my camera not working on my phone, I didn't have a pen and paper, so I really didn't get to get anything. But I know that that they have my, I'm pretty sure they have my insurance, and I was wondering, like, how would that work or play out?
You said that they don't have insurance, or is that what you said?
No. I wasn't able to get their insurance due to not having a camera, pen and paper around anything. But I know they got mine.
Okay. So I mean, what you can do is, so you didn't get none of their information at all, not even the car, the license plate, nothing like that.
Didn't get anything.
No. Okay. So, I mean, what you can do, you can still file a claim. I'll leave the other party's information blank for right now, since you weren't able to get it at the time due to, like you said, no way of writing it down or anything. And then, do you remember their name at all or anything like any information at all?
I just knew the car and the car color. That was about it.
Okay. Okay. So we'll do. So I can still file the claim for you. We'll get an adjuster assigned to you, and then we'll see what the adjuster has to do in these situations. Since you don't have their information of the other party, but I'll start the claim for you. That way we can get you an adjuster assigned to you. Okay.
All right. Cool.
And what state was this in?
This is in Los Angeles.
So California, okay. And this was today around what time?
Yeah, this is today about 7:40. Nothing really, from them hitting me, nothing really happened besides a dent and a little dent and a couple scratches. Their car wasn't really nothing either, just like not even a little half of their bumper was, you know, kind of poking out.
Okay, 7:40 p.m.?
Yeah, about 7:40.
And what is your policy number, sir?
(0401) 06 1400 8658 and 2.
Thank you. And what is your first and last name?
Joshua Rivers.
Thank you, sir. What is the best contact number to reach out to you, sir?
661-478-4637.
Thank you. And do I have permission to send you text messages to that phone number?
Yes.
Would you like to add an additional phone number?
661-478-1833.
Thank you, sir. Is that a home phone or a cell phone?
That's a cell phone.
Thank you. And can you verify the address that you have on file?
You said my ID?
Oh, your home address? Can you verify it?
Oh, 6343. Scalia Court, Palmdale.
Thank you. And would you like us to send you a summary email at the end of this claim?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Would you like us to send you a summary email at the end of this claim?
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you. And will you be the main contact on this claim?
The 1833 will be.
No, no. Will you be the main person, the main contact on this claim?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And you said pretty much that the vehicle hit you on the driver's side?
Yeah.
Okay, and it wasn't a hit and run, right? You just weren't able to get his information?
No, it wasn't a hit and run. I just wasn't able to get information.
Was it just two vehicles involved?
It was just two, yeah.
Thank you. And do you have the street or cross streets where this took place?
At the moment, no. I can get it right now. I'm not too far from it. I'm right around the corner.
Okay, if you don't have it right now, that's fine. I'll put unknown for right now. What city was this in?
Okay, I'm right here, though, so it'll take a couple seconds. I'm right here. It happened right on 58th in Vermont.
Was it Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, yeah. 58th and Vermont Ave.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so reporting this incident is the first step in the claims process. At the end of the call, I will transfer your information to our claims team, and a claim representative will be assigned as your point of contact for this claim, and we'll discuss what needs to be done to resolve this matter. Now, was there a police report filed? Any witnesses?
No, just me and the driver.
What is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
Mine is a 2006 530i BMW.
I'm sorry, what was the year, make, and model? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. It's year 2006, model is 530i, the vehicle is BMW.
Thank you. And did you have any passengers in your vehicle?
No, just myself.
Were you injured, sir?
No, nobody was injured. Nobody was hurt.
Thank you. And the damage to your vehicle?
A dent and a couple of scratches.
On which side of the vehicle? Which part of the vehicle?
The driver's side.
On the front or rear?
The front.
Was there a car seat in your vehicle, sir?
You said that again?
Was there a car seat in your vehicle, like for a child? Like a car seat for a kid?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. And at the time of the loss, was your vehicle being used to deliver any products or passengers with Uber, DoorDash, Amazon, or a similar service? At the time of the loss, was your vehicle being used for any other work or employment purposes?
No. Just
did your airbags deploy?
No, airbags are still
there. Thank you. And is your vehicle still drivable?
Yeah, it's still drivable.
Thank you. Were there multiple impacts to your vehicle?
Nope.
Thank you. And how would you rate the severity of the impact that you felt on a scale of 1 through 5?
Like a 3, 2 or 3.
And how would you describe the extent of your vehicle's damage? Is it minor, moderate, or major?
Moderate.
Okay, so the next step in the claims process is to select the repair facility and schedule a vehicle inspection. You have the right to choose where your vehicle will be repaired. If you select the Mercury recommended facility, the work will be guaranteed by Mercury for as long as you own the vehicle. Would you like for me to recommend the shop in your area?
Yes, please.
Thank you. And when it's time to pay for the repairs, would you like us to send the payments to you or to the repair shop?
Send the payments. To the repair shop.
Okay, thank you. And would you like for me to email you the repair shop information, or would you like me to read it out to you?
Both, please.
Okay, so we're going to select the shop closest to the address that you have on file, and the closest one we have here is Andre's Auto Body and Paint, and that's at 319-126 3rd Street East, Palmdale, California, 93550. And I'll email that and text it to you as well. 39126.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
And I'll email you and text you that, and their phone number is 661-941-6683. And give me 1 second. So we do have everything we need to get this claim started. Please save any additional information related to this incident, contact information, police report numbers, etc. Also, if you have any photos related to this incident, I sent you a link to your email. Let me see here. I sent you a text message right now with your claim number and your adjuster's information. Did you need me to read that text message out to you?
No, thank you.
Okay, so your claim representative, Fernando Flores, he'll be contacting you within the next business day, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.